Oh, there's a lot of memorabilia here, and it's a living museum. It continues to live all the time.
So people are still donating things they find on properties or in houses?
Yes, and that happens quite a lot now.
And is that where you got the majority of your goods at the beginning?
At the beginning, yes. It was mainly the pastoralists, as well as a lot of memorabilia from old Onslow. Well, the early days, before 1926, Onslow was at the mouth of the Ashburton River. And because of the silting up of the river, they decided to move the town to where it is today.
So we've got those ruins of old Onslow about 20 minutes out of town.
That's right, yes. There's only a few ruins there, but there's just been an archaeological dig out there and they've found a lot of memorabilia.
In the beginning, why did people start coming to the spot that is Onslow?
It was mainly a pastoralist town. Then there was pearl diving and there was pearl farms off the coast. And then as time went by, the fishing and the prawning became quite famous from Onslow.
It's also pretty well known as a sheep town at some point.
This building was the shed where they kept the bales of wool when it was brought in by camel to Onslow, and then it would go out through the old jetty that there's photos of here and be loaded onto the state ships as they go up and down the coast.
And was this shed actually taken from old Onslow and brought here?
Yes, it was. The outside exhibition, which is undercover now, that was only just been built just recently by volunteers.
Onslow itself, it's just got such a varied history. You mentioned quite a lot of maritime pursuits, but also the pastoral pursuits. Onslow today, does it resemble those old days much?
Probably not if some of those old people were still alive, but it is still similar sort of town to what it was 30 years ago to look at. We are fast getting new buildings. We've got bitumen roads, of course. We've got a lovely evacuation centre. The town is a pretty town. We've got lots of greenery, even though we're in drought. In the past 30 years, there's been a lot of offshore oil and gas, and, well, more so the last few years with the gas, which will probably change the town in 10 years. Like it hasn't changed for 30 years. It's going to be a very quick transformation the next 10 years, I think.
Might be unrecognisable.
I hope not. If we manage it properly, we can still keep the old feeling of a lovely layback town.
And that's something that a lot of the people that we've spoken to here in Onslow have really emphasised, that they want to keep that fishing hamlet, the community feeling.
Mm, yes, and I think it will if we're very careful. They can go and get their gas and build their gas plants, but it's not in the town, so we must keep it separate and try to keep the flavour that's been here for so long.
You just mentioned before the new evacuation centre, which in times gone by would have been a very useful thing, particularly in, I think, 1934?
That's right. Onslow is quite famous for its cyclones. We are called Cyclone Alley. Although we haven't had a cyclone for 2 years, I think. We do get very strong and fierce cyclones. I've lived through a few since I've been here. But there is many tales. And in 1934, the cyclone that came through then wasn't named, but it devastated the town.
I can see these photos in the folder in front of us.
Yes, it took the top floor of the Beedon Bay Hotel and the main street, most of the houses that lost part of their roof, and the debris around was quite remarkable.
What are some of these photos that we're looking at now?
One is of the Beedon Bay Hotel, which is unrecognisable. And the other is the Mechanics Institute, which is now the Shire Hall, and it states on the next to the photo that it's next to the boarding house. But it just shows a lot of people's homes and the damage that was done.
It's incredible, isn't it? They're absolutely total. Sheets of corrugated iron and timber on the ground by the looks of it.
That's right. If you haven't been in a cyclone, it's very, very difficult to explain the feeling that you get when you're inside a building and you know other buildings are flying around. And it's quite frightening.